She is woman. She is strength. She is success.
I think anybody, whether you're thinking about a business or you want to start one, you have these optimal conditions in your head. But there are so many examples in business and in the Bible of starting where you are with what you have.
In honor of our leading ladies, we present Successful Women. Brought to you by Rentical Initial Barbados Limited. Protecting people, enhancing lives.
Welcome to today's edition of Successful Women right here on the stations of Starcom Network. I am Crystal J. Paul, and today it is my honor to have share with us today, owner of Pivot Productions and co-owner of Bloom Bistro, none other than the lovely Kelly Johnelly. Welcome, Kelly.
Thank you for having me.
Kelly, you've been just about a household name in Barbados for a while now, but you've been in sales and business development for 20 years. Mm-hmm. 20 years is not 20 days.
Just age myself. Thank you, Christy.
It's all good. It's all good. You've been in media and insurance industries mm-hmm. here in Barbados. What spurred your pivot into entrepreneurship?
Well, interestingly enough, the pandemic. I think it's safe to say we all had a very different pandemic experience. But while I was home, like many people, I was spending a lot of time online, and I was always encouraged by business stories, but you may be able to relate. A lot of these stories are based in the US. Mm-hmm. And while they're very encouraging, very motivating, they lack context. And for very selfish reasons, I wanted to be able to learn about and tell the stories of Barbadian women, particularly entrepreneurs, while we are at a time trying to find some semblance of balance, context of how to do with the environment that we're in now. Mm-hmm. So I assembled a small team, presented to them what ultimately became the Pivot series, and that has been a launch pad for a number of other projects.
That's amazing. How was the Pivot series?
It was great.
I did watch a few of the episodes.
Went really well. I was so encouraged by the feedback from those who watched it. Being able to say they feel encouraged, they feel inspired, they know the people that they're listening to, and they never knew that this was their story. And because the context was there of people being in Barbados and sharing their stories, they felt that they too could do it. And then on the business side, the client support was very encouraging. So we are now getting ready for our fourth season. Last season was broadcast regionally through Flow One, and it allowed us to develop a magazine. Okay. So,
that's so good.
I'm glad the little fruit has grown and that it has blessed others in the process.
Indeed. Well, it's been 1 year now since you've been an entrepreneur full-time with Pivot Productions and co-owner of Bloom Bistro.
Yes.
What is a valuable lesson you've learned in the past year?
I would say, well, two things. One, start where you are and with what you have. Mm-hmm. I think anybody, whether you're thinking about a business or you want to start one, you have these optimal conditions in your head. But there are so many examples in business and in the Bible of starting where you are with what you have. I think you need to be willing to do that and to do it even though you can't see the full picture. Mm-hmm. I think the other thing to realize is that a business is very much a process and a system. It is not primarily a product. I think we usually have a product in mind, but there's a real everydayness to developing a business. And for the business to be sustainable, it really is a process and a system that works behind an end product. So you need to be willing to spend a lot of time in that process, refining that system so that your product can be what you want it to be.
True. So tell me, what does balance look like for you with entrepreneurship and being the mother of a 10-year-old?
For me, balance is growth. I don't have everything running at full steam, but I set little targets for myself, whether it is being able to complete my invoices on time or making sure I keep weekly commitments to my daughter. If from week to week I can feel like I'm making some progress, I'll classify that as growth. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to balance, I'm not sure. I don't know why we always ask ourselves this as women. How are we balancing? Because we don't ask men how they balance, you know, work and family life. For me, balance is growth. And once I can see incremental improvements in different areas, I'll take that off of my list.
Good. And finally, in just a few seconds, how would you advise women who want to be successful in making the pivot into entrepreneurship?
this is controversial, but I would say don't go around asking everybody what you think. I find sometimes the vision is only for you, and it's sometimes for you to refine. And a lot of times people don't start things, not because they don't have the ideas or the desires, but they go and plant their seeds in the wrong soil, seeking all of this feedback. Refine the idea for yourself, and once you get to the place where you are willing to take the step, start.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Kelly Jonnelly, owner of Pivot Productions and co-owner of Bloom Bistro. You take care. Enjoy the rest of your years.
Thank you.
That was Successful Women, brought to you by Rentical Initial Barbados Limited, protecting people, enhancing lives.
Hey, hey neighbor.
Hey man, listen, I saw a Rentical truck in your yard yesterday. Is everything okay?
Yes, they came to treat my house for a termite infestation.
Termites?
Yes, some of the neighbors have termite problems. I think we have a big problem in the area.
What kind of treatment they offer me?
Well, for my infestation, they treated the house and the ground around my house to create a protective barrier. Full protection guaranteed for your home. Plus, the site survey and quote are free. You have nothing to lose.
You got a number?
Yes. Call Rentical Initial at 429-3546.